You are listening to Davin's Den. Welcome back to the program. This is a third segment of the show. This is where we like to do our scam busting. We're going to do some Ann Jackson, who's always a big star on our show. We love the Ann Jackson, probably more than we should.
But
before I get to scam busting, Pip, last week you had a work scammer who wanted you to send copious amounts of money.
Yes.
Did anything evolve?
Copious meaning $20,000.
I think that's copious.
Yeah, copious for us. Yeah, it was
sure.
Like, what? No. The thing was that once we got the police involved and we contacted them and said, you know, this is what happened to us, here are the transcripts. I talked to the investigator, and the one thing that he told me was that, you know, it doesn't really matter because, you know, doing a little sleuthing after the fact, I looked up to see that the bank that the wire was supposed to go to was real and that the address was correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked up a little bit about the person who was supposed to be the person who got the money and saw that it was the wrong name for that address. But then trying to call the phone number that I found on the internet for the person who really lives at that property got a disconnected line.
Right. Well, we did that on the air.
Yeah. So there was no place. Just backing up so that people didn't,
no,
who didn't know. And then so after speaking to the police, they said, you know what, it didn't really even matter what bank that they said, because the money, if I had actually been stupid enough to send it, the money wouldn't actually have hit that bank, because what they do, and this was the very sophisticated language he used with me, is they kind of pluck the information out of the air before it gets to the bank, and that now they've got your bank information and they get your money that way. They get the wired money by getting the information out in cyberspace before it even hits the designated bank.
No, he wanted your bank information.
No, they didn't ask for my bank information or our bank information. They gave me the wiring instructions where the money should go. But what they would have done, should I actually have gone to the bank and said, you know, wire this,
mm-hmm.
they would have gotten the information out of cyberspace
and used it there. They must have had you sending it to some type of server.
Perhaps, because they said that it was... The officer said that it's incredibly sophisticated the way that they do this, and it would be almost impossible for you to find out where the money actually ends up.
Really?
Yes.
This is a new type of thing.
Yeah, which was very interesting to me because
unless he was just plucking this answer out of the air too.
No, I don't think so.
He was
I don't
not
think
a plucker?
So. No, he was the their cyber fraud investigator.
Local police?
Yeah, because they have to be trained on this now.
Really?
Yeah.
Small town.
Even a small town.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So so he was the one that does the work with that and talks to the county or the state police about these things. And that is the information that he was given. I mean, they also have training. So he told me that it didn't even matter that Horicon Bank, that I love the name Horicon Bank in Wisconsin, wasn't even probably the place that the wire information was going to end up.
Sounds like a convention where whores are.
The Horicon.
Horicon.
So once you agree to...
I love their parties.
So once you agree to send it...
Yes.
And you actually wire money...
Yes.
They have a way of diverting it.
Yes. And I
so they're not... So they're not even the... what at Horicon Bank, in this case, there's not even an account in Horicon Bank. So what this cyber police officer saying is, once you agree to they can divert it to wherever they want.
That's what he said most likely.
And there's
happens.
No way to trace that.
They were going to talk to the bank itself, you know, but there's the money was probably not even going to the account that the numbers I was given designated. So there's no way to trace where it goes. Apparently, he said it's very, very sophisticated.
And they feel that this was domestic?
He didn't say. I don't think that they know who it was.
Is there a way they could track these people down?
Well, no, because the one thing that I did learn is that what you're supposed to do is send the actual email, but on we use Outlook on Outlook, and the instructions that I was given on the internet were false, because my friend was trying to help me, and we couldn't figure out how to do it according to the instructions given on a state
stupid
website.
Scammer. Would have gotten $20,000, but they don't know how to count the proper instructions.
Well, what you're supposed to
I could
do.
Just say, I could just see me and you, the scammer. What are you doing, stupid?
Stupid.
We're trying to get the money. Can't you? Cut and paste. Why did you screw this up?
It's like, it's so easy. You're so dumb. Ah, I'm moving on to the next Mugu. Ah! So the thing was that what you're supposed to do is not print out your emails or even just forward them to the police if you have like a cybercrime unit locally or
you're
the state
police. You're
not
supposed to do
that. No, because the header information, especially on Outlook, is hidden unless you go and...
You can find it, though. There's ways to do it.
Yeah, you have to go
find... Not with every email browser. Like Yahoo, you won't get it. It'll just go back to Yahoo's in California.
Right, but Outlook, apparently there's a way to get... You have to follow the instructions on Outlook to get the header information, and then you can send that.
There's website.
Copy it and attach the header information.
But there's website. You can go on the internet and do a search for ways to find people's IP addresses. But certain free email services like Yahoo, you can't get it.
No.
So depending what they use, it'll just come back as Yahoo California. You'll never find. It really depends on the email service that they're using.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you find it. And remember, they can also be using a proxy server or a tool like SurfEasy to disguise their IP address.
Right, but then my point was that if you're going to give the cops or, you know, the state police more of a tool to work with, is try to capture on your own email the header.
Right,
came.
But what I'm telling you is that doesn't work, depending
it
on
what... It
doesn't
always work.
Not forget about what you use.
Yeah.
What they use. If they use Yahoo, and I think Gmail too, it goes back to California.
Right.
It really depends on what they're using as their email server.
I know, but I'm saying... If it's available,
try it's
available. That.
But you don't even need Outlook. You don't have to do it on Outlook. There's websites you could go on. You expand the email address header on, and then you plug it into there, and it'll tell you where it's coming from.
Right, but right.
It's not always 100%.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like I sent what I could to the police, and, you know, they just went to work on it. The thing was that I didn't have a phone call to reach out to. They advised me against talking back to this person.
Well, of course not. We advise the same thing. What we do is stupid.
I know. Yes.
But we have fun with it. So
the reason that I didn't... Now, if this had happened to me personally, I would be tempted to keep trying to poke the bear. But it happened at work, and I really...
Yeah,
once they said... Yeah, they said don't. I went, don't. They knew too much about who we were, what our positions were, and I was like, yeah, no, I don't want
to
be the...
Maybe it was an inside job. Somebody who used to work there.
No, actually, all the information that they gathered is available on our website.
As long as you guys are being safe.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? We have to put that information out there according to the policy of the company. So
it's not very safe.
Yeah, just for them to be able to contact us. So they knew who to go to and the right things to say to make it seem kind of real, but not real enough for me to do it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so I...
Because we trained you up.
Well, yeah, partially it's because of, in good measure, it's because what we do on the show here. Mm. But it's also, we have gone to seminars regarding cybercrime, and so between the combination, I didn't just send the money.
Yeah, really.
Duh.
All right, let's do some scam busting with Ann Jackson. Where we last left off with Ann Jackson, former anti-scam expert, scam victim, scammer helper, you be the call, you make the judges. She had a very unproductive but entertaining hissy fit argument with IC3 Brown Cotton, fake FBI man. It really devolved, much to our pleasure.
Yes.
It was quite nasty. But he did have one caveat before they discussed further. He wanted her... to show her privates. Which you would think, you know, when you're talking to fake FBI, that would end the conversation.
Yes.
But no.
Normally. No. Normally, actually, that ends every conversation for me. But except with Mr. Felix.
Anyway.
Wait.
So
we do want to have the guests.
Getting to that.
Okay.
Well, she does doesn't know.
She
I don't
should.
Know.
She's done it a bunch of times.
No,
but you
could have
made a mistake and went into it.
Not likely to
happen. No, I think it had on one show.
Exactly. One show out of how many?
All right. Well, she's just learning from that and trying to help out.
And great.
Thanks. Yeah.
You guys are my assistants?
Oh, go eat some black bread.
No, I'm not stupid like you. Maybe you need a seminar not to eat bullshit.
Yes, we have that.
All right, what are the categories, stupid?
Okay.
I don't have time for this.
All right. First category, and for Andriel, who doesn't know this game.
She might know the game.
Yeah, it's how many times we think that Ann Jackson or the person that she's speaking to is going to say one of the following phrases. So the first phrase is our usual, Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
Second phrase of the evening is fucking asshole.
And third, Joe out of it.
Third phrase, I did look at Joe, I'm sorry.
We all are when we do.
Third phrase.
He looks like an 80-pound boy.
Our third phrase is idiot Melvin Santos.
Idiot Melvin Santos.
So,
all right, Joe, weigh in.
Go in with four Mr. Davins.
All right. How many fucking assholes?
At least three.
Every week, right here.
Six.
Six fucking assholes. All right.
You're hiring. Santos, I'm going to go with...
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to say three Mr. Davins.
Three Mr. Davins.
Five fucking assholes. And one idiot Melvin Santos. I know, I'm being conservative. I know. Yeah, I don't know. So now Tom had to step out. So we're going to wait for the ladies in the deadpan to weigh
Tom
in.
Back?
No, he had to leave for the evening. He's listen to this. His roommate and he are going to do some canning and prep for the chili cook off this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so he's gay now. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Yeah, yeah. Moves back to Michigan and turns gay.
Moves to Mayberry?
No, he's
doing canning. Yeah, that means they're gonna he's going to take it in the ass from the roommate. That's what they call canning. Post,
baby, you call
yes.
Scambusters.
Yeah, any guesses in the den pen before we proceed?
Yeah, I'm going to say. Everybody's
well, there's a girl.
Well, they're
you sided with her.
They're being a little quiet.
Right,
so
well.
we'll carry on and we'll find out what their guesses are as they happen. I know. Fine.
Tom, take it in the can. Nobody wants to play.
Andriel's first.
Yeah.
All right. She's got three Mr. Davins.
Three Mr.
Davins. Four fucking assholes. I think there's a typo. I'll wait for the rest. I'll see how many idiot Melvin Santos if she comes up with. This is Andriel.
Shall I proceed?
Yes, please.
I ain't afraid of no
date long, April 21st, 2014.
Don't give him your phone, oh no.
Ann is showing me a letter that she wrote to Victim A. We talked about it.
He don't know your paw.
Dear A.
Unless you just want some more.
This is what Brown Cotton sent
to me. You better call Scambusters.
Yeah. There is something in common with mine. This fucking idiot, IC3 man Brown Cotton, is like a scammer. Even he is real. He does not tell you the bank account number. The bank account name? The scammer group bank account is frozen, and there must be the certificate or the paper from the high court due to the arrest of them and freezing their bank account. I don't know what high court this is.
I think you better call.
High court of bullshit.
Yeah.
Soviets.
And also she alluded that he's like a scammer.
Who are you going to call?
You know, not a scammer.
Like
a scammer.
Oh, God.
One of my friends told me that, and now we must go into Gamma Roll Red. Brown Cotton should have told you the high court info, but he did not. Now he's downshift to ball busting blue. One more is that this is the case, and they should offer you the case file number. I do not know if Brown Cotton and Eric Gore told you the case file number from the high court. Back to black. My friend majored the law. Criminal law in UK. Number three. Brown Cotton is a fucking mafia. Period.
Oh, darn. Now they say fucking mafia. Yeah.
Eric Bohr is a big boy. He's a big boy.
What?
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Size matters, Joe.
I'm sorry. We're hearing in the den pen that the music is on the back in the background.
There should be no music in the background.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
There's no music.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was told. They lie.
There's nothing going on in the background.
Yeah, no.
Also on the show.
I don't know. What music do they hear?
Scambusters music on repeat.
They probably, you know what? Maybe they're listening to the show on the. I don't even know
yeah.
what they have open because there's nothing going on our end.
Yeah, not sure.
Because you would hear that, right?
Oh, the music has stopped, they said. Okay.
Fucking nuts.
Maybe
I would
running
hear
on
it.
Maybe it was running on a delay.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Now to damn it, damn it all red. Number four, truth. They cannot deduct the fees from the frozen account, according to my friend's real experience here in Japan. Number five, ball busting blue. The transfer fees for funds from the bank is higher than that from Western Union. Western Union is about 7%. This is what I know.
Is that true?
I don't know. I wouldn't doubt her. She's an expert.
Okay. I would doubt her.
So then this is a letter to A from Mr. Brown Cotton. Mrs. A, scammers has been arrested. It is just left with one man to be nabbed, as he is their second in command.
Nab. To be nabbed.
So this is a reload scam. You know, he's saying the FBI has gotten one scammer. We just have one more to get.
Mm.
You don't have to worry yourself. Scammers has been traced and their group bank account has been frozen. The Bank of Ghana has also approved for them to transfer the funds to your account from today.
Mighty fine institutions, he's all naming.
The total funds to be transferred to you is $68,000. You have to pay for the transfer charges and legal approval fees, which is $6,800. Well, there's always a catch. Kindly confirm this message immediately. Regards, Mr. Brown. So then we get, yes, $55,000 will be wired to your account as soon as you send the $5,500, because they cannot deduct from the funds and fees since it's in a frozen account. So now we're here and just send $5,500. You have the name to send the transfer charges ASAP. Then Anne writes to me. Mr. Davin!
One!
Please do me a favor. I am doing unrest report about Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, and Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois!
You always make her sound like Dracula. I guess they are changing my servers. When I report the scam from official site of Interpol, they already set the mail server in order to verify the scam from my channel. She has a YouTube channel. This is my guess. See, after the reporting the scam, the link is like this. See my Interpol contact link, and then she sends me a link. It's quite the link.
Oh, my God.
What the?
It's a link.
It's like half a page, that link.
After report the scam to Interpol, the submit link is this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of link.
That's great. Wow. Wow, what a long link you have.
Thank you. Unfortunately, it's blue. I guess they are doing something with my PC or they are tracking me. Please do me a favor to check the links. Thank you. Eric Bohr has ability to do this. I think he already changes the mail server or he is cutting off my report. And so-called Eric Bohr.
So-called.
You change my mail server and watch my channel because the links to contact Interpol and submitting the criminal case to Interpol are very different. You think I am a stupid woman?
Mm-hmm. What?
Fuck you, assholes. Mr. Davin! I see three Brown Cotton is real, and I know how they trace criminals. Here is the truth about how IC3 traced the criminals from the victims. This is the IC3 link, and it's the real link from the IC3.gov. When you file the complaints at IC3, FBI can trace anyone, and even change your, and even you change, can trace anyone, even you change PC.
Even when you change a PC.
Well, maybe another word would have helped that sentence. I filed my complaints at least twice after calling FBI. It shows the IP and the version. This is what I am using now, Firefox, with my own PC. Then she tells me what she's using, Mozilla, Windows, yada, yada. When I use Google, it says Mozilla, blah, blah, blah. You even do not know how to trace the scammers, or you even do not know how I report the scam to them.
What?
I don't know. She's mad at me again.
Yeah, I know, but why? You don't know.
I never know.
My sister-in-law used to say that. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Mr. Javin!
Ooh, three. She's on a roll.
I am using Google, and you will see the contact link. And it's the official Interpol forms for contact. It's official linkage.
Okay, well, this looks a lot shorter. What? Short link? Yeah.
They do not know I also use Google.
Well, touche, my dear.
Yeah, Lisa says, expert at nothing.
My guess, Eric Bohr changes the server, and he is tracking me. Mr. Davin.
Oh, God.
I am using Google to report the scam. After submitting the report to Interpol, official site link, and she sends me the official real Interpol submit link. She's on her game, this one. My guess, and that's all we have, Eric Bohr is tracking me. The submit number never changes. And gives a number. Eric Bohr will read the report from the link of my channel. He is real! If I use the Google. If I use the Google, maybe he will go to Google to track them in order to arrest the criminals, because the victims are trying to send messages from the channel. And there's a lot going on here, I don't know.
And it almost just doesn't even sound like she's saying real words.
I think she's harried.
Yeah, she can't get her sentences together.
Right. Mr. Davin!
Oh my God.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Eric Bohr is really pro, and he's good at tracking criminals. Now I found it.
Good screwing you over, too.
Sure. So that was April 21st.
Right.
April 22nd, 2014. Start date. I go, links look fine. I'm not sure what you want me to check. And that was in response to her email with the so-called Eric Bohr. Now I'm starting to respond. I said, the links you sent me in the last email were correct. I am sure I have sent you that page in the past. Are you saying in the past you had different links? And I tell her that the IC3 link is real. I have filed a report with IC3 in the past. Give me your case number and I can log into it and check it out. Because I can see what's going on with her case. So she gives me the case number.
Mm.
You can on the FBI page. Yeah.
Oh,
you need the case number. That's how you, like, I could check on what I filed for Avalos if I wanted to, but we know nothing. I mean, we know something, but nothing happened.
You're right.
IC3 emails you immediately. They let you know we received it.
Okay.
It is a form email after you send your report telling you how to make updates to your case. So if something new is happening with your case, you can update it.
Okay.
Do you have one of those emails? If so, forward that to me. If not, then you have never filed a report with the real IC3.
That's possible, isn't it?
She sent me the real links. I mean, I don't know what she's really done. No, we've established in the past that she actually did talk to the real FBI at one point.
Yeah.
And then she told the scammers, and then that's when they signed Brown Cotton to her case.
What a coinkydink.
That's when they assigned Brown Cotton to them pricks. Oh, they do stink.
They do.
But that's what happened, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was talking to a scammer, I think, about what happened to her friend, was it Carlos or Jose or...
Carlos?
Somebody died.
Yeah. Oh, right.
One of her imaginary friends died. And she was, like, talking to a scammer, and unbeknownst to her, and away we went.
And Lisa says, and the spaceship is hovering over your house.
Sure. So I tell her these agencies could track anything if they wanted to. I said, you should not be posting anything where Bohr has access to victims. You should not post anything these scammers can use to harm others.
Right.
So she responds to me. They changed my mail servers, even my Yahoo account. So she thinks they're, like, doing a subterfuge and espionage here on her. The location is changing, so it means someone plays on my PC, and it might be Eric Bohr or fucking James H. Miller.
No.
I really do not know.
I think you're nice on a business card. Fucking James H. Miller.
They are real. I tell her the servers for Yahoo are based in California. She responds, the link is maybe connected to Eric Bohr. I'm not sure of it. It means Eric can arrest the criminals from the port. You can see the links are different. When I use Firefox, the links are different. I think it just processes it different. Each browser you use,
yeah.
I think Internet Explorer makes it look.
It shows up slightly different.
That's what
yeah.
it is. And she's not.
Never mind.
Okay. You guys are listening to Davin's Den. We're doing Ann Jackson here. She's nuts. So we're awake. Number to call in 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. The link is maybe connected to Eric Bohr. I am not sure of it. I mean, yeah, so this is the whole thing. I respond to her. I used Internet Explorer for the first link and Firefox for the second link. All I can tell you is both went to the real Interpol site. So I tested it on two different browsers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The links that she's sending me are legit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she responds to me, I shut down my Yahoo now. And then she tells me which account is being shut down. I will not go back there.
No, please don't.
I won't go back there.
I shan't be back. I go, probably a smart move.
Yeah, really.
I've told you not to contact these people, but you keep CCing them on emails.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? Why don't you give them more breadcrumbs? Why don't you give them the whole bakery?
Why don't you give them a nice pumpernickel roll? Why don't you?
Yeah, that would be nice.
A black bun.
So she tells me her location was in Yokohama, but now it changes to USA. I shut down that Yahoo account. I think Eric Bohr is changing my servers of Firefox, because the link is changing when I report the scam by Firefox. If I use Google Chrome, it is simple. Eric Bohr is tracking me, or James Miller. I think she's just not comprehending that it shows up differently. But
yeah, no. I think that's right. It's just presenting differently, that's all. But she thinks that these people are all powerful and they can change everything, so of course she's being paranoid about this.
I tell her, when I checked on your location a month or so ago, I got the USA as well. I could never trace you back to Japan. And this goes to what you were talking about with the headers.
Right.
Because of the server, the browser, the free email service she was using.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, they are changing my servers. You do not know it well. Please see the links, which are different. When I use Firefox, the link is, and then she sends me this. This is designed by Eric Bohr.
You know, it's like I use Lunar Pages for some things, and the thing is that they email every once in a while, and they tell me they're changing servers. So
right.
It's like they move stuff all the time. It's absolutely. Like that means nothing.
No, it means something. You do not understand. You do not know it well.
Well, then when they I know, but when they work on one server, they migrate things over to another place.
Now this
it's
is
like
this is.
Oh my God! Look at the
that's the link.
Look at the long link on that one.
I showed them my link,
and it is blue. Everything's all colors this night, evening.
When I use Google Chrome, the link is. I'm using Google Chrome, and you will see the contact, and then it's much more concise.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
I go, that's odd. I don't have an explanation. I can tell you that both links are official Interpol links.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got to be server stuff. And
yeah.
She thinks, you know, they're up to nefarious actions.
Yeah, it shows up in purple. Oh, my God!
That's the funny thing. She thinks they're up to nefarious actions, but meanwhile, she's been dealing with these crooks, scammers, for a while, and, you know, it's... It's the real guy, stupid.
Yeah, she thinks they're up to no good, and yeah, she's
it's the real guy. Finally, it's the real people. They're up to no good. No, stupid. They're the real people.
Lisa said, "You know that spaceship hovering over your house? Elvis is at the helm."
Yeah, it's the first thing that showed up that's real.
I know.
She continues. James Miller's tracking me too.
Oh, good.
Yes, they are all official sites.
It's like she answered me.
Yes, and rightly you should be.
This is why I want to tell you Eric Bohr is really tracing scammers with the victim's report, the scam from my channel. He's from her YouTube channel. Interpol's working off her YouTube channel. Thank God you showed up with your cute
video.
But
meanwhile, the real guys are the crooks.
Yeah, really.
She's an asshole.
Hello.
Yeah, this just in. I know, but...
He is real. That one is designed by him. I insulted him, and he knows that I can tell the links. You never know how I can judge the truth. All right, soothsayer.
Oh, so all of a sudden she's...
Okay, soothsayer.
All of a sudden she knows the truth because she insulted him. That brought clarity.
James H. Miller is maybe sick. Remember, she was getting reports that he was sick with the high blood pressure.
Right.
James H. Miller is maybe sick, and he maybe intruded my mails, and I guess they link my channel to arrest scammers before. Green, that's the Marine, not really, but Green told me that I am good at doing research, did he?
Those assholes, not only with me, you're good at doing research, yeah, well, they're laughing their asses off.
But they're smart, they're playing to her ego.
Yes.
Hey, we're all on the same page here, thank God we have
you.
Research.
Oh, you're doing a great job,
super sleuth.
Yeah.
Thanks for your PIN number.
As I post with a picture of a model, not a Marine.
Yeah.
Do you understand it well? I guess they want to do lots of arrests soon. I go, Eric Bohr told you he designed the site?
You're dealing with the webmaster?
I don't think this is who you need.
No,
if we can get the site done quick, maybe that's something we could use.
Do you have his number? We could use him.
By the way, Miller once intruded my mail, too. I found it. I am pissed off.
The end.
I found it. Uh-huh.
But no, this is like a conversation we're having back. This is like Fast and Furious, the emails I'm having with her right now.
Yeah, crazy.
I go, how can you prove Miller hacked your emails? I would not be surprised that some scammers are hackers. It's possible.
Sure.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go.
Eric Bohr is... Joe?
A fucking liar.
Oh, right.
Real mafia.
No. An asshole.
Oh, it was just an ad. That was very garden variety.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to go average. Yes, you're garden variety asshole. Eric Bohr is an asshole. Now he's tracking my Google Chrome, too.
How dare he?
I don't even know what this
means. I don't
means.
Know how this happens.
See the link? I used Google Chrome to report the scam last night. It's a short link.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I am... Pip?
Pissed.
Off.
Pissed off.
I'm pissed off. I go, the link takes you to Interpol. Your link shows up in Japanese on my computer. I'm not even understand what you're trying to explain to me, I'm afraid.
Even when it's in English.
It shows up in Japanese.
Do any of your jobs have an IT person?
You really?
I would discuss these concerns with that person. They might have a simple answer or solution. Now I'm tech support. Let me transfer this to my manager.
Lisa said it's the scammer reading rainbow.
So she continues, when I want to send mail to some victims, the PC told me someone is also online. This is why I know it.
I don't know what type of relationship she has with this PC.
Really? The PC like seems to know a lot of things that PCs don't normally know. It knows somebody else is online? What, do you have a party line computer?
Maybe it's a 1988 PC.
Yeah, I don't
It's a Commodore 64.
She's in Japan, for God's sakes, they do have the technology. Upgrade!
This is why I know it. The link to contact Interpol is changing, but is the real link to official site? Eric is in control of it. He is fucking playing games with me.
Yeah, he's changing the link.
I am, Joe,
pissed.
Pip. Off.
Pip for the win. Oh. I respond, somebody is in your home network? Have you tried to change the password for your firewall? I'm trying to help this nut.
Yeah.
Well, little things like changing the password on the firewall.
I don't know. Maybe she's hacked. I don't know. I'm not in there. I'm not in Yokohama.
Her firewall's made of bamboo.
She's not a panda bear, you asshole.
How do we know
she's
this?
She's a jackass.
She could be. We haven't seen her. She could be a panda bear for all we know.
You never know.
Yeah. So she responds to me.
They're much smarter.
They want to show me their stupid ability.
That's my goal every time I come here.
I shall show you my stupid ability. He's like a superhero.
Those mics go on. That's my deal.
Why do you think we're wearing capes? Yeah.
Do you understand it?
No, haven't. No.
You know I never can observe it well. You never know I can observe it well. Links are controlled by Eric, who is a big boss at Interpol.
Wait, he was a big boy and now he's a big boss? Yes. By the way, Andrea says that her firewall is on fire.
Well, maybe you've been hacked, Andrea.
Yeah, I think.
Links are controlled by Eric, who is a big boss at Interpol. Now after he gets contact from UN idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh, wait, idiot Melvin Santos. Ding.
It's the most excited anybody's ever been to hear from him.
I know, really.
I will ask my student to help me. I am so busy these days because I have how many jobs?
She was working on six.
Joe?
I'm going to go with six as well.
Five jobs.
Oh, she was working on six, so she has five.
She
okay.
Said five.
I should have said five.
I want to get one more job.
You see?
And then my schedule will be full.
Oh my God.
It's like it's not
She's
already.
Like you. She must have a nut at home, too, that she's trying to avoid.
Hey, Ann, Clint Peaches in your bed, too?
No, sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come home tonight. I'll come quick and come home tonight. Or she'll ask when I get home. And last week, I come home at 12:30, and she's running around the house. And I tell her I want peace and quiet. And it's,
you shouldn't have said I do.
But you would, and it's like I have been coming home at 12:30 for what, 4 years now?
Yeah. At least.
Yeah, for 4 years. And she doesn't get it. It infuriates me. All right, back to the story.
Many things do.
Yes.
I want to get one more job and then my schedule will be full. The paid is not bad, honestly speaking.
The paid.
They are not scammers. I knew that was going to set Joe off. They are not scammers, but the ways they do are... Pip? How do they do?
They do like fucking mafias.
Joe?
Assholes.
The ways they do are fucking mafia ways.
Oh, yes!
Good girl. A new car!
Whee!
Or she can stay here. I will contact victim A because I will tell her what my lawyer told me before. Japanese international lawyer.
Oh.
I go.
He practice all over world.
I go, has A been receptive to talking with you? She goes, yes, I will try to tell her all the details about law enforcement told by my international lawyer, Mr. Akita.
He's named after a dog.
With a little curly tail.
Yeah, I also have a lawyer in Mexico, Mr. Chihuahua.
No, Mr. Nacho.
Mr. Nacho. Oh, no, that's a landscaper.
And his associate, Shiba Inu.
Get the shit straight.
She will send the mails to me, as she told me yesterday. She apologized to me, and I really do not know what is going on.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Could you back up? Who's
she?
A, victim A.
Oh, thank you.
I go, okay, then her feelings towards you have changed, because she was not happy before.
No, I'm really surprised. Unless she's talking to somebody else, and she thinks it's victim A.
No.
No, you think victim A would really like still be corresponding with Anne after we talked to her?
I don't know.
It does make sense, but anything's possible.
I told you, she did not act favorably towards me when I told her it was possible that it was not as it was reported that you were a scammer yourself. Remember, I'm like trying to explain to Victim A that Anne's not really a scammer.
Yeah.
She was convinced at the time you were. I told her it might not be the case, and she unfriended me on Facebook at
the time. Yes, she is. Screw you. I'm taking my ball and going home.
That's the way to handle it.
That's right.
I go, she should apologize to me for unfriending me, LOL. See, reason for that. Don't
my feelings are hurt.
Yeah, sure. I go, don't make me look bad on this. I raise the possibility that maybe you were not what you were being portrayed as. Then you started verbally assaulting me. Sad face.
Aw, she hurt Devin's little feelings.
She did. I don't like to be verbally assaulted.
But why do you
really
do this
you
show?
Should be used to it.
I've had enough. She continues. Or she says. By the way, she said that she does not believe in those hunters either. What happened? So remember, Anne doesn't believe in the scam hunters.
Right.
Now Victim A doesn't believe in the scam hunters. Apparently, like, scam hunters are like Boba fucking Fett. They're tracking down scammers and bring them back to Jabba the Hutt where we freeze scammers. Like, that's what's going. No, they're people on the internet like you asshole. I mean, they could give you some answers, but we're not traveling to Ghana to go, aha.
I'd love it if you did.
Sure, but I'm not getting paid enough. I just burst into one and go, aha. And then I leave. That's all my service is.
And then they roll you into the gutter and take your gold.
Well, I don't like that outcome.
Yeah, that part is bad.
I don't choose that fate.
That's what keeps you home.
Sure. That is what keeps me home, Joe. Yeah. I go to her. I told her I had more information than they did because I talked to you. I said, the people that thought she was, that thought Anne was a scammer.
Right.
I said, perhaps they were mistaken. You have helped yourself talking to me. I have kept my end of the bargain and reported our conversations to the world. I let people draw their own conclusion. It is like what I have always told you. You really help yourself by going on the air with me. The fans always ask why you won't do it. You leave open the door to doubt for a lot of people that you were a scammer by not answering all of my questions and coming on the air.
Right.
It is your story, so it is your choice.
Yeah.
I've laid down the gauntlet.
And you didn't necessarily have to tell her what we thought about her stories, but...
And how entertaining they are without her.
What we say about them.
So she responds, I see three brown cotton maybe is...
Fucking mafia.
Fucking asshole.
Highly suspiciously of people due to his job. But you didn't see that sentence coming.
Didn't see that at all.
It's like Joe's first draft of a blog. Why are all these adverbs in here?
You know what? I had to step back for a second because I noticed two typos on my last blog.
I fixed one of them.
You did?
I did.
I got two more.
I didn't care that much.
No. Thank you. I was in a hurry.
Brown, maybe he's highly suspicious of these people due to his job. Eric Bohr, too. Now, I think this is about the scammers, like, isolating. Because, you know, they'll tell you, don't talk to this one, don't talk to that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing that that's what that's about.
Yeah, they could come off as, like, we're being suspicious people. But, yeah, you're right. They're isolating.
Yes. I have no idea what is going on with all this. Mr. Akita is my international lawyer. I did have notes about what he explained to me. And I will CC to you and when I sent mail to Victim A. I go, have you met your lawyer in person? Is he in Japan? Because we don't need any more of this internet help.
Is he even Japanese? And if he's a puppy, does he have a webcam?
Yeah. Has he been trained on the paper?
Where are his friends? Where are his friends, the Shiba Inu? I love them.
She goes, it is sad to talk about my scam. I still shed tears when I sent mails to you about my real scam. I remember a couple of weeks ago, she really opened up.
Yeah, she did.
It is also sad with Green... got gunshot by the terrorists.
Yeah, that's exactly on the same plan because both things were very real.
I also really feel sad for the world wars.
What?
She's apologizing for World War II now?
Somebody should.
I know. Well, did you have any complacency in what happened in Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, not complacency.
And about Oregon.
Oh, my God.
What?
Like, too soon? She's just going to take on all the problems of the world, I say.
Somebody should. At least somebody's taking responsibility.
I know.
That's one of the things that's one of the things you have to do as a victim is you have to take responsibility. And she's doing it.
For Hitler.
No, that's you.
This just in for Japan.
Yes.
Well, you're German.
Me and my pumpernickel bread are taking responsibility for Hitler. She's got Hirohito on her.
Mr. Roosevelt.
Nice.
Historical reference.
I like it.
Jennifer once told me that she wanted to kill herself if something happened to her dad.
Don't worry, there's a truck around the block that'll take care of that.
Try to bring the money to the bank again,
just
honey.
Just across the street. That's it's a death sentence as it is.
You know, Jennifer. Just a note: when somebody tells you to go play in traffic, they don't mean it, really.
I just picture, like, you know, that big bag of money always
yes.
in the car.
Poof.
Crossing the street in London, his truck comes and runs out of bank, flies up in the air.
There's money flying
yeah,
everywhere.
Stupid's on the ground with tire tracks on it.
Look, Jennifer made it rain.
Yeah. She's not a 25-year-old rapper.
You don't know. We don't know.
You are listening to Davin's Den. We're going through the Ann Jackson stuff. Number to call in 845-986-8804. She continues and does. This is why I am a kind person. I just cannot step shedding tears. This is me. I'm sorry to tell you the truth. P.S. I'm sorry to be mad at you and use rude words to you. Please accept my apology.
Whoa.
Things
Whoa.
I've never heard from Joe.
I never will. Yeah, really. You'll turn blue for real.
It was very nice.
That is really nice.
Perhaps we're having a turn in our relationship.
I
Maybe she read the Dignity Act.
Well, you never said...
Good.
It took me a second to get that.
See, it does work. Yeah.
Well, you never asked her to show her privates. So
not
maybe
yet.
Maybe she's starting to think highly.
Before
of
I help you, Ann. show me your Hirohito. I went to see your sushi roll. Anyway, I go on. So I respond. I go, scammers play on victims' emotions. It's all part of the plan. I accept. I'm being very magnanimous. She goes, yes, this is about the lawyer. He is in Osaka. I went to his office to meet him and his assistants. They worry about me a lot. So if this is true, this is good stuff. She's actually talking to somebody that can help her in person.
Mm-hmm.
I say, good. I feel better knowing that that this is somebody you have met. So she goes, so-called, Joe.
Eric Bohr.
So-called Brown Cotton.
So-called Idiot Melvin.
Oh.
Whoa.
Idiot Melvin Santos?
Just Idiot Melvin.
Oh, darn.
Sorry, judges say no.
Judges say no.
Okay. I really didn't care, but you guys can rule on yourselves.
Yes, we do.
It is scam. Number one, where is my UK funds from Jimmy Jones? That's a friend, Jimmy Jones.
Oh, okay. You do need a scorecard for these people.
Number two, where is my Hong Kong funds that fucking...
Melvin Santos.
Oh, yeah, fucking Jennifer.
Brown Cotton.
Oh, darn.
And Eric Bohr. Set up my whole life. Number three, you do not reply but escape. You asked Eric Bohr to send that fucking scam mail to me. I see nothing and I see no money. About God bars.
They're popular on Sundays.
I'm guessing that she was going for gold bars.
We can only assume, yes.
But maybe not.
God bars.
About God bars. Do you believe? I believe if I eat enough of these, I'm going to gain 5 pounds.
I think I'm watching the 700 Club here.
I'll tell you what, these God bars are heavenly. Anywho.
Send us lots of money and you can have some.
About God bars. James H. Miller cheated on me with green and Brown Cotton and used me.
What were they doing?
Cheated on me.
Okay. I didn't know
I they
were an
they
idol.
All, like,
yeah.
Conspired
yeah.
against
yes.
him. I don't think they all had a gangbang.
I was hoping.
Of course you were, because you're a degenerate. Why not arrest them? You are using fucking...
Fucking...
Joe, help her.
Mafias?
Yeah, I was thinking fucking mafia tactics. Or
animals to cheat on people.
They're using animals!
You are using fucking animals.
Oh,
and once
God.
Again, enter the yak.
Yeah. Oh, no. Bestiality on
I was
the
thinking
again.
Would be the cheetah.
Yeah. Oh, a cheetah to cheat with?
My father-in-law would have loved that. He loved terrible, terrible puns. He thought they were hilarious.
Joe just punned in his honor.
He did.
Yes.
You're very punny, Joe.
very punny. Yes.
Number five. You scam me, too. So-called...
Idiot Melvin.
Oh, I'm hoping it's so-called Idiot Melvin Santos.
No.
So-called Brown Cotton?
No.
So-called Eric Bohr?
No.
So-called Davin? No.
No. We're good.
I don't know. Who?
So-called bitch Jennifer Green.
Oh, that's a new one.
No, not so-called bitch. Real bitch. Bitch Jennifer Green, my lovely daughter.
Yeah,
wait. That was too quick of a turnaround.
So-called bitch Jennifer Green cheated on me out of $1,500 without my agreement because she lies. You do not arrest her, and it means you are a real scammer. There is no justice. You asked me to cooperate with James Miller. That is very stupid.
Hold on. Is she talking to you on this?
No, she's sending me a...
Oh, because I thought you were talking, like, how are you going to arrest anybody?
Who is she directing this at?
I don't know. But
yeah.
No wonder they can't arrest anybody. Nobody knows who to go to arrest.
Actually, nobody knows who she's talking to. Yeah. She's just kind of like spewing venom at this
point. We'll arrest the guy. Just tell us where we went. We got who you want us to go.
I don't even know. I don't know which one of you is real. But it's certainly not my daughter, fucking bitch, so-called. Oh, I don't know. Sorry. I was enacting her.
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I got you, Sybil. There is no justice. You asked me to cooperate, James Miller, and that is very stupid. Stupid. Why do I need to cooperate with him? Because that's how the scam works. Don't you understand?
It's a group effort.
Yeah, we got one guy with 20 names. Yeah.
It's like, really, thanks for that.
Why do I need to cooperate with him? I am not his wife at all.
What? Why do I have to cooperate with him? I'm not his wife.
I guess to help pay for the... Because remember, he's sick. He needs help with money. Miller's got problems, but he's good at arresting scammers, too.
Hmm. Wait a minute. Is Miller the one that we thought was her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. He is a scammer and cheating on my money for his medical treatment and fight ticket. And he told me he would send money to me, but never. Shame on you.
Fight ticket?
Fight ticket?
I think she went flight. I don't
think
she was attending an MMA fight.
All right.
Yeah, I think she's kind of like typoing in her frenzy.
Yeah, no, this is going back and forth to me. She's just firing off these emails.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So-called...
Idiot Melvin Santos?
Eric Brown.
Idiot?
Eric Bohr?
Melvin?
Santos?
No. Damn! Bitch!
She's a Melvin tease.
She is a Melvin tease.
Melvin tease.
Give me the Santos. Come on. Give me the Santos.
You were using this idiot man called Brown Gun. Cheats victims. Victim A. A victim C. And me. A, C, and me. I never get any...
satisfaction.
Money back.
She's not Mick Jagger, you asshole.
No, she doesn't even dance like him. Money?
Fucking money back. We were looking for fucking money.
Money.
We were looking for the descriptor of the money.
So-called money. Wait, fucking money.
You are a...
asshole.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking...
fucking mafia.
Cheater.
Ah, damn.
Shame on you. From so-called UN secretary.
Shame on you. Like it's a Jewish mother.
I know, really. And here's some soup.
Game of Thrones. Shame. 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 It is English.
Good. What is English?
It is real. It is veiny. No, that's not in there.
It is.
It's
girthy. Wait, what?
What? No, sorry, balls. Anyway. My guess is that Brown Cotton is connected to my PC. I guess he's not going wireless.
What is there, a USB port for him?
He's an external backup.
Yeah. My guess is Brown Cotton is connected to PC. I don't know it well.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is where we're going to leave it for tonight.
Oh, darn. We had no fucking assholes tonight.
We did.
We're here. But she didn't say
so it. What was the final countdown?
Well, the final countdown. Sorry, it's been on that commercial. It's in my head.
I love those Geico commercials, by the way.
Yeah,
I do,
much
too.
Better than the lizard. Yeah.
There were six Mr. Davins.
Wow.
I don't think anybody got that.
Nobody. The highest one was Joe, and he said four, so she really outdid herself. Then there were no fucking assholes, so nobody got that. And there was one idiot, Melvin Santos, and Indriel and I called it.
There you go.
There we go. So we were the winners.
You are.
Of anything.
You are the winners. This is what I know.
Yeah, you always point at me and go, yeah, you're a winner.
I say it with all sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As always, we shall thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
Yes.
Family Martial Arts, which Russ is leaving, by the way.
What?
Yeah, Russ is leaving Family Martial Arts.
That's shocking.
It is, but in real life, he's got a job. And that's the problem with corporate America, so he's got a... He gifted it to his second in command.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
But we'll still have Russ, and, you know, Russ and I talk about some things. So.
Okay,
good,
cool.
Good.
Very sad, because I thought Russ was just a great role model.
Yeah
great sensei.
For me. Not so bad for the kids either.
For you. You needed it.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Family Martial Arts is still great for learning karate and self-defense. It's perfect you get together as a family or by yourself. Got a great class environment. Family Martial Arts is... the dojo for you. So, of course, you can still give them a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
Whoops. Stupid computers. What? Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is great for October, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which they're on TV right now playing, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
Here's the difference. The Bronx Bomber, Goldberg's actually delivers and leaves you satisfied. The ones on the background on the television, give me indigestion.
Now, if they lose tonight, they're out?
They're out.
Oh, really? So it's no best of seven?
It's the best of tonight.
Okay. Yeah. best of tonight.
Best going on.
Yeah, your better bet is the Bronx Bomber at Goldberg's.
Yes, that's a Hall of Famer. These Yankees, not so much.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving, unlike their namesakes. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, and their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin's Den's Davin. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, and their comedy show will be an experience as October 30th, starring the very funny Eddie Clark, as seen on Orange is the New Black. So check out all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Joe, I'm sorry. Did I hear you misspeak? Did you say October 7th? It's October 17th.
No, it's not October 17th either.
It's not?
It's October 30th.
I
wasn't listening to you.
I thought I said October 30th. That's October 30th.
Okay, well, it's just May then. Okay. Never mind.
No, that's October 30th.
Never mind, everybody.
Pip Helix, doing what she does.
Yeah, I did. Did that. I did that there.
I think she's a fucking mafia.
Oh, thank you for not calling me a fucking asshole. At least not on the air.
Trying to be gentler now.
Kinder, gentler. No bullying.
That was like a Hillary Clinton pretend to be, nice. What the hell was that? Hillary, turn on the charm. That's what that
Hillary
laugh was.
Hillary Clinton pretend because she can't. It's impossible for Hillary Clinton to be nice and or that, human or anything.
Yeah, like that's what, like, Pip, though. Like, she turned on her acting skills or something and gave you the crazy
that's
lady.
Funny.
What the hell was that?
It's like, well, God, that's funny. Well, I realized what I was saying was ridiculous. No bullying. I'm like,
why?
Where am
you say it for 3 hours. Why now at the end you realize?
Yeah,
you are really slow.
Yes.
Poor Joe has to be the serious one.
I know. Poor Joe.
Poor Joe. Poor 80-pound ball Joe.
With the flexible flyer beneath his legs.
Flexible flyer.
That's for winter. That's for winter fun. The special. Why, it's winter sledding snow. Why not have a ball? And if you have a big one, use the flexible flyer.
Oh, wait. I was thinking radio flyer. Isn't that the name of the little
radio
red wagon?
Radio flyer is the red wagon. Flexible flyer is the sled.
Oh, God, I lost my head. Sorry, wrong season. Fuck, radio flyer.
And Davin just sits and watches in disgust.
He's like, look at these two olds trying to remember the name of things that nobody else knows anymore.
Davin's like, it's late. We're done. Aren't these morons tired?
And you're the serious one.
Yeah, right.
Can I continue, Cronkite?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Side-splitting Productions is perfect for all of your entertainment needs. You need a murder mystery, a comedian, an impersonator, a kids entertainer, you go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com, or give us a call at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. This weekend, I'll be hitting the road, playing someplace I've never played before, which is the way my career goes now. I need to go places I've never been. I'm excited about this, though.
Oh, where is it?
I am going this Friday and Saturday, October 9th and 10th. I am going to Miami. That's how they say it, Miami. Miami, even though it reads Miami.
Oh, Miami? That's
yeah,
what they say?
It's an Indian tribe.
Oh, okay.
Miami, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
To play the Looney Saloon at the Stables Casino.
Oh, my God. Oklahoma, that's really cool. I've never
sentence
been.
Sentence anybody, nobody's ever said before, but okay.
Oklahoma.
Wind goes sweeping down the plain. Where we always break into Broadway musicals at the end of the
show. Yeah,
show's
just all about
tired.
Show tunes.
We're very festive.
We're festive and tired. Where so Oklahoma, that's someplace I've never been or really thought about much.
Very flat.
How did you
really thought about?
Not since the Dust Bowl.
Not really something Surely. I've given a shit about. I mean, here once in a while there's a tornado, but really, screw those people. It's a flyover state.
But you're saying it's going to be my... wait. Oh, how nice. No, what are you... It's gonna
Don't look
be,
at me.
It's going to be by the stables.
What?
It's going to be by the stables, you said? They're going to be cowboys?
Once again, don't look at me.
You said something about it's near the stables, didn't you?
So it's in Stables Casino.
Stables Casino. Very different. Never mind. No horses.
Never I see a horse's ass.
I got a different picture. I was picturing cowboys. It was wishful thinking on my part.
Damn, you are dumb as hell. Even on the PIP scale.
And the Dignity Act. The Dignity Act. We have to, everybody, we're going to
have
to.
I'm not attacking her on appearance, race, size, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. I'm attacking her on stupidity, and it can't be denied.
And besides, you, Joe, you know that we both leave our dignity at the door when we come
That's
here.
True.
I insist.
Stupidity's nowhere in here, right?
Yeah, so, and really, is she very dignified?
You don't want us dragging that through your hallway.
No, it's worse than an 80-pound groin.
It leaves worse of a mark.
Anyway, if you'd like to see me without Heckle and Jekyll, and that's the best way to see me, it's Friday and Saturday. Number to call for reservations, 918-542-7884. 918-542-7884. Next Tuesday night is my anniversary, and I can't think of a better way of celebrating my anniversary than spending it with two assholes. And, of course, all you.
And funny, neither can your wife.
No, just one asshole. She's just one asshole.
No. She's thinking, what a better way to spend her anniversary than you being with us.
It really is, like, if we don't interject, it really is the rantings of a crazy cat lady. It really is like
it
somebody
really
who doesn't
is.
Know how to talk to humans anymore.
No, I've pretty much lost the ability at working at my day program. Mm. I don't know what talking
it
to
really
humans is like anymore.
It really is quite the deterioration of you. I'm watching
yes.
you devolve.
That 4 years is going to show a marked difference.
I guess.
From the beginning to the end.
I guess.
You actually thought I was likable when we first met.
I still think you're likable. I just don't know to who. I mean, to a leper colony, absolutely. You'll hang out.
To these poor souls that listen to us every week, I'm so sorry.
No, they like you. They like you a lot.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I'm very pleased, but I don't know why. You're all alone in that, you know.
I can only assume that distance makes the tolerance grow fonder.
Andrea was saying that we should come to the UK.
We should come to
the UK.
I would love to.
Yeah. How many couches do you have, Andrea?
Oh, really? You'll be paying for airfare?
No, we're sleeping over. We're having a party at Andrea's house.
We still have to get there.
Yeah, we do. Okay, yeah, that's right.
You didn't, yeah, that ocean thing is a bitch.
Oh, hold on a second.
Wait, you don't have the Mayflower parked in my driveway?
Hold on. Big sale. I'm a genius.
There's this storm. There's down in our front. Hold the tiller, stupid.
Wait a minute. Which one's fore and aft? Which one? We don't know how to do this.
I'll tell you what.
Port.
When I am feeling low, I am comforted by the fact that you guys leave eventually. And we are going to leave now. So thank you guys for hanging out with us on Davin's. And we will see you.